Late at night, while everyone slept peacefully in their beds, something stirred in the front yard of a little boy's house. The world was blanketed in white. Cars were frosted over with powdery snow, and the streets were quiet and empty. Shortly before dusk, a light snow had begun to fall, blanketing the ground in a fresh layer of white. It covered all traces of the day, leaving behind a clean canvas. If seen from above, the houses would look as if they blended seamlessly with the empty roads. The white snow blurred the edges of things. The only signs of life were the small footprints left by wildlife that were up and about at this time of night. Everything was silent. There wasn't even a hint of wind whispering through the bare branches of the tall trees that lined the streets. The sky above shone a brilliant midnight blue, and the stars twinkled as they looked down on the slumbering town. It had been snowing on and off all week, but now the clouds had opened up for a moment to give the world a glimpse into the great universe beyond. Before the people who lived here went to bed, many of them looked up into the night sky and marveled at how beautiful it was. But there was one creature here who was still awake, admiring the twinkling stars from his place in front of one particular home. He was nestled in a bed of snow between two bushes by the front door. Next to him were a pair of forgotten wool gloves, which were now damp, and a small red bucket. He was made of snow, rolled into three distinct spheres. He wore a brown wool hat that smelled of mothballs and a bright green scarf. He had two black buttons for eyes, a small carrot for a nose, and a smile made of tiny pebbles beneath it. His name was Snowy, and he was bored. Snowy had two long twigs for arms, and as he looked up at the night sky, he used them to lift his hat and scratch his head. Then he sighed. He had been here by himself for hours. He had watched the clouds drift past and reappear, and listened to the sounds of the last few cars rumbling by on the snow-covered street. What was a snowman to do at night when his human friend had gone to bed and the world had been put on pause? The answer came to him in the form of a shooting star. It looked like a bright beam of light, racing through the night sky. How fun that must be, Snowy thought. To race around the sky, exploring new places and seeing new things. But then, he had an idea. I should do that, he thought to himself. I should go on an adventure. And as the star fell from the sky and disappeared, Snowy stood up.